Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, connect the dots. A couple of things happened all at once. Sure look like they could be related. See the head of Pfizer at the White House? Yeah, to announce the launch of Trump RX. And remind us all how grateful we should be for the COVID shot. Within a week of that, over the weekend, Donald Trump announces he's gotten a booster. I went, oh, dear Lord, no. He's not going to survive the end of his presidency. I mean, he's always been proud of warp speed. And, you know, hey, if he wants to take it, fine, as long as you're not forcing it on me, like Biden did, okay. I didn't take it, by the way. Why might Pfizer have, I don't know, been at the White House? Why might Trump have been politely induced, incentivized? I don't know. To suddenly announce, because he hasn't done it in a long time, that, wow, he got a booster. He got a COVID booster. What event might have happened that would precipitate that kind of pressure being put on the president to, you know, just go ahead and publicly get a shot. Show everybody. It's not great. You're going to, like, love it. Well, you're to be forgiven if you don't know, because it's been virtually blacked out by all of the COVID shot-funded media. The largest ever study of the COVID shot out of, not here, we don't do things like that, South Korea. 8 million. Largest study base ever. Study of over 8 million people. What did it find? Increase overall cancer risk after a year of 27%. Linked to mRNA COVID vaccines. Cool. Sure, it's nothing. 27%. The worst, by the way, for 6 specific cancers, colorectal, gastric, lung, prostate, thyroid, and breast cancer. Now, the alarming thing to me about this study is that it only covered a year. In other words, it's a 27% risk after you. What happens after that? Oh, your odds go up. How much? Oh, they're going to have to do a follow-up study, but they continue to increase. What does this mean for children who got the vaccine? They're awfully young. In other words, there's two angles here. There's number one, this admission in this massive study that, yeah, it is significantly, and that's their word, significantly, I actually pulled it up, increases your rate of cancer infection in the population after a year. And they add the rate continues to increase as time goes on. Well, like how much? I don't know. Hadn't seen a thing about it in media, have you? Not here. Anyway. And that corresponded with a very odd second study. Headline. Scientist sounds alarm, exposes deadly COVID vaccine side effects scrubbed from federal data. Wow, that's not good. Dr. David Weissman has just exposed how U.S. officials bury damning evidence of COVID vaccine dangers by manipulating safety monitoring systems. Like what? Like VAERS. Basically, what they did was significantly exclude injuries associated with vaccine from the what's called FOIA data set, which is the official set of data that you would get if you FOIA'd it. That's not good. It was also excluded from what's called the Oracle data set, published by the FDA-affiliated developers of vaccine data mining software. I guess we're going to have to rely on other countries to tell us the truth about the shot. And it sure explains the timing of why Donald Trump would have taken the shot right then, right after meeting with pharma execs. I know this is out there. They want to keep the shots going into people's arms. I hope he's okay. Because I got to tell you what, this is how my dad got his turbo cancer. I'm convinced of it. You won't convince me otherwise. My, just to recap, and this happens to a lot of people, and I have a friend who's a doctor who regularly sees this in their practice. My dad had a benign, very small growth behind his eye for many, many years. When they found it, it was old, and they could tell by the coloration of it. And so he just went to Duke every year, and they would check it. It doesn't grow, and he only had to go once a year because if it did grow, it would be so slow growing. And he went for many, many, many years, and very good at keeping up with his health and always goes on time. So he goes and then gets the COVID shot. Not even a year, within months of getting the COVID shot and the booster, it suddenly flips, becomes malignant, and begins to grow rapidly. Like that. I beg my dad not to get that shot, but he listened to my brother and Trump. Anyway, the good news is that we've heavily dosed my dad with ivermectin and he's in remission. We caught it early enough. What was amazing was how fast it grew. Because he wasn't even anywhere near the year mark where he had to go back to Duke. So he goes from it being fine to within months after taking the shot, not fine. He goes to a general checkup with his, primary physician. And his physician looks at his eye and goes, something wrong behind your eye. You need to get it checked. That's how fast it grew. Turbo cancer. Which will someday be a word in our society that everyone will know. But for now, we still pretend everything is peachy keen. That's why you suddenly see the president taking the shot. I think they asked him to. I think they said, hey, reassure the public. Or maybe they didn't even tell him about the South Korean study. Probably didn't. So, not good. Not good. Especially not since you can still give it to kids. The long-term implications of which we don't know, because unlike other vaccines, it wasn't tested before it was deployed on the test subjects, which would be you. You're the test subject.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.